So we are fast approaching Chag HaShavuos, Yom Kabbalas HaTorah, and it is merely a week that we have until this most magnificent of days. So it is only natural that we start dealing with sugyas related to Talmud Torah. We will have a shiur next day, Sunday, which is 2 days before Chag HaShavuos. But today we will be dealing with one of the basic sugyas related to Chag HaShavuos. So Chag HaShavuos is called Atzeres. And Chag HaShavuos doesn't have any special mitzvah. Unlike the other regolim, Pesach, we have matzah, moroir, sepiyat siyas mitzrayim, midrabbanan dalat kaisis, an abundance of mitzvahs. Sukkahs, we have dalat minim, sukkah. Atzeres is everything because it's Kabbalas HaTorah. So one of the interesting and fascinating sugyas is, what do we do with Berachas HaTorah, Shavuos in the morning, after we were up all night, as a very early minag vasikin that has a source in the Zohar? So do we make a bracha in the morning, even though we didn't sleep by night? This question is not discussed in Shulchan Aruch. But l'chaira, it's dependent on another question, which is clearly discussed. And that is Simen Mem Zayin, or Chaim is dinam of Berachas HaTorah, Sif Yud Aleph. And I'm reading the Shulchan Aruch. Shnas kva b'yoyim al mitosei havei hefzik. And you need to make a bracha after you sleep any day in the afternoon when you get up. So the mitzvah is in accordance to the second opinion. However, one of the basic rules regarding the formulations of the Piskei Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, and I mentioned this many times, when the Mechaber brings two opinions, yesh oimrim kach v'yesh oimrim kach, the halacha is always in accordance to the second opinion. But when the first opinion is bestama, not yesh oimrim, and then the Mechaber brings a dissenting opinion, another opinion named yesh oimrim or yesh choilkim, then the halacha is kishit reshoina. So this halacha seems to be baffling. Once again, shinas kva b'yoyim al mitosei havei hefzik. The Mechaber doesn't write Yesho Imrim de Havei Hefzik. And then he goes on, V'yesho Imrim de lo Havei Hefzik, V'chein Nahagu. So if the Chaver says, first opinion is, Shinuskva b'yoyim amitose Havei Hefzik, V'yesho Imrim de lo Havei Hefzik, we are supposed to conclude that the Halacha is in accordance to the first opinion. But the Mechaber says the Minig is in accordance to the second opinion. What is the Machloikis? Who are these two opinions? The first is the Rosh, and the other is the Rabbeinu Tam, quoted by the Rishonim. So the Rosh maintains that dinim of Berachas HaTorah are similar to the halachas of Berachas HaMitzvah and Berachas HaNehanin. If you make a brocha and then you have a hefsek before performing the mitzvah, or before eating or drinking, then you need to make a brocha again, because the hefsek gemara invalidates the bracha. So the Rosh maintains the same basic rule applies to Berachas HaTorah. And Shinas Kva is definitely considered a hefsek, and therefore, Shinas Kva biyoyim al mitosoi have a hefsek. And you need to say Berachas HaTorah once again. Yesh oimrim de lo have a hefsek. That's the opinion of the Beinu Tam. So the Rosh maintains it's all about hefsek, just like Berachas HaNehanin, just like Berachas HaMitzvah. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Berachas HaTorah is similar to Berachas HaShachar. It has to do with the day, not with a certain event, or what you do or you don't do. Every day in the morning you say, Halal v'hoidoyu, thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, for many different manifestations of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Rachamim. You say all the brachas of Berachas HaShachar, the same applies to Berachas HaTorah. Doesn't have to do with hefsek. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you say Berachas HaTorah every day in the morning, and the fact that you slept in the afternoon is not relevant. So the other side of the same coin is if you're up all night, according to the Rosh, no hefsek. No hefsek, no brocha. According to Rabbeinu Tam, doesn't depend on hefsek. Well, when you sleep in the afternoon, you have a hefsek gomer, and nevertheless, you don't say a brocha, because Berachas HaTorah is not dependent on hefsek. It's every day, like Berachas HaShachar. So if the Mechaber says, Nahagu keshitas Rabbeinu Tam, and we don't say a brocha after Shinas Kva in the afternoon, it would go without saying that if you're up all night in the morning, you do say a brocha, because our meaning is in accordance to Rabbeinu Tam. However, the Mogen Avraham says, no, maybe we don't say a brocha in the morning, even though we don't say a brocha in the afternoon. So the fact that the Mechaber says kei nahagu doesn't necessarily mean that we maintain the halachas kishitas Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe we are chayshesh l'shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe we don't need to say a brocha and sofek brochas la'okal. So when the question is a person that's up all night, it's not necessarily the case that we would say a brocha in the morning. The fact that we are choishesh l'shitas Rabbeinu Tam does not mean that we are not choishesh l'shitas Rosh. And just to strengthen the argument of the Mogen Avraham, as I pointed out, usually when the Mechaber says first opinion, stoma, and the second opinion, yesh oimrim, the halachas keshita rishoina. So that would add added value to the opinion of the Mogen Avraham. No, you're up all night, you still don't say a brocha in the morning. And that is the opinion of the Mogen Avraham once again in Semen Tov, Tzadik Daled, in Chag HaShavuos, not only in Semen Mem Zayin. So the Mogen Avraham says that the fact that the Mechaber says, Kei Nagu, we don't say a brocha in the afternoon after Shinas Kva, doesn't mean that the halacha is Rabbeinu Tam. Doesn't even mean that we lean towards Rabbeinu Tam. We are choshesh l'shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Which brings us to another question. Sofek brochas lokal is only because brochas are the rabbonon, but berchas amozen diuraisu, we don't say sofek brochas lokal. So is berchas atoira midrabbonon or menatoira? Most poiske maintain its menatoira. And that is obviously the general opinion of the Bisyoisev and Simem Mem Zayin. Nobody really has a reasonable explanation, and we will deal with this question in the continuation of today's year. Why the Rambam does not bring Berachas HaTorah Minyan HaMitzvos as one of the Taryag? The Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch are Mavliya Berachas HaTorah and the Mitzvah of Berachas HaMazon. But the Rambam does not dedicate a separate slot in the Minyan of Taryag to Berachas HaTorah. Even though the Gemara in Brochas Darshan Skishem Hashem Ekro Hovegei L'Elokeinu as the source for Berachas HaTorah. But if Berachas HaTorah is Men HaTorah, then we should be Machme by Sveikas and not Meikel. So La Halacha V'La Maisa, the Mogen Avraham says, if you're up all night, L'chatchila, you should look for someone that did sleep and he should be Moitzi, you Yedei Chavoscho, which is not a very friendly proposition. And let me say why. We usually say Berachas HaTorah, which is the most important of brachas. Could I really say the most important? Well, definitely one of the two most important brachas. Because there are only two brachas that are Min HaTorah. Berachas HaMazon Lekuli Alma. That's a posuk. V'yuchalta v'savotu v'verachtu v'Hashem alokecho l'oretz HaTov asher nasan lach. But most poskim maintain that Berachas HaTorah is Min HaTorah as well. Regarding Berachas HaTorah, Chazal say twice in Shas, Al Mu'av Do'oretz, Dovah Zanisha L'Chachomim, L'Navim, L'Malach HaShos, V'Loi Pirshu, Ad She'Kodesh Baruch Hu Amar Alos V'Misterosi, Sh'Loi Baruch Hu B'Torah T'chilo. So Berachas HaTorah is an extremely important and magnificent and beautiful bracha, which huge importance. But usually, Berachas HaTorah is not a very lucky bracha. We usually say it when we're still half asleep. You get up in the morning. Befrata Talmud Chochem, there is choshesh. Oh, I have a problem. I'm starting to think Divrei Torah, and he doesn't want to get between the Bisoysev and the Gro. I'm a harab at Divrei Torah. Ken chayav lavoch Berachas HaTorah. Not chayav lavoch Berachas HaTorah. So the first thing you say in the morning is Berachas HaTorah. If I were to ask each and every one of you, which of the two brachas do you say with more kavana? Berchas HaTorah or Berchas Ilonois B'Chodesh Nisan? Which bracha do you say with more kavona? I'm clear what the answer would be. Why is that? Berchas HaTorah is the most important of brachas. When we didn't properly say Berchas HaTorah, it brought about Churban Beis HaMikdash. Berchas Ilonois is a Berchas HaRishus. It's not really a chayva. But that's the nature of human beings. Say Berchas Ilonois once a year, beautiful weather outside, you put on your gaitel, you take your kinderlach, you walk 10 minutes to see Shnei Atzei Pri in the Shechuna. Of course you have kavona. Berchas HaTorah you say every day in the morning, and you're still half asleep, and you say Berchas HaTorah before you go to the mikveh in the morning. So it is once a year that we feel, we could properly say Berchas HaTorah, ki deboilem heavy. We were up all night, we didn't speak Dvorim B'Telem. Comes Yom Kabbalah HaTorah in the morning, you want to say Berchas HaTorah, and the Mogen Avraham says, no, you got a problem. Look for someone that did sleep all night, and he's going to be Moitzi Yehu Berchas HaTorah. So it's not a very friendly and reasonable idea. So we look for other eitzes. Is there any other way to say Berchas HaTorah in the morning? So there are various different minhagim. You know, many daven v'sikin shavuos in the morning. And am I sure we have two minyonim? I daven with the second minyan, not with v'sikin. So I go to sleep after Alois HaShachar. Goes without saying. I'm up before Safzman Krishma, not the Gro, but the Mogen Avraham. I think one should be Machmit Safzman Krishma of the Mogen Avraham. And I say Berchas HaTorah when I get up, before I say Kriya Shema. So we have no suffix. But those that are up in the morning and they learn after Alois HaShachar and they daven with the Nates and New Day, we get into the problem of Berchas HaTorah. So the Mogen Avraham's Eitza is have someone to be Moitzi you. As I said, you know, in most proper Kehillahs, there is no someone that should be Moitzi. Everybody was up all night. And the guy that did sleep, he would be too embarrassed to say, you know, I slept by night and I volunteered to be Moitzi everyone with Berchas HaTorah. So Rabbi Kiva Eger comes up with another great idea. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, if you slept at Erev Shavuos in the afternoon, then Mimanav Shach, you could say Berchas HaTorah in the morning, Shavuos in the morning. Because what's the problem? Whether the halacha is Kerosh or Kerabeinu Tam. So according to the Rosh, that it depends on Hefsek, you should have said Berchas HaTorah yesterday afternoon. And the minhag is we don't say Berchas HaTorah after Shinas Chva B'Yoyim. So if you slept yesterday afternoon and you did not say Berchas HaTorah, then you were up all night in the morning, Mimanav Shach, you have to say Berchas HaTorah. According to Rosh, you still owe it since yesterday afternoon. According to Rabbeinu Tam, new day, like Berchas HaShachar, you're supposed to say Berchas HaTorah. So Rabbi Kivege says, if you slept out of shoes in the afternoon and then you were up all night, Mimanav Shach Yom Achuyiv to say Berchas HaTorah in the morning. And a Sefer Zichron Yehuda, the Menhogim of my great Seder Maharamash, who was probably first and foremost amongst Talmid Chasam Sofer, he was somewhat of a Talmud Chovet to the Chasam Sofer. And there's a famous letter that the Chasam Sofer wrote to Maharamash. And he responded, and his first comment in his letter to the Chasam Sofer was, Kimdumani she Rabbeinu hu zoken she shochach Talmidoi. What did he mean to say? Because the Chasam Sofer didn't write to him Talmidi. He wrote, Yedid, Nafshi, Ago, and Agodl. So this is a veritable that's relevant in a Chassidish HaHavora, not in a Litvish HaHavora. So he writes that Rabbeinu hu zoken shashochach Talmidoi, well, with a Litvish Ashkenazi HaHavora, it would be Talmudo, not Talmidoi. So the Maramash, that was his minhag. Sefer Zichron Yehuda is the Menhogim and Psukim of Maramash, and he maintained, and his minhag was in accordance to Rabbi Kiva Eger. If you want to be up all night, usually you do take a nap and you sleep Shinas Kva Erev Shavuos. So Mimanav Shach, you could say Berchas HaTorah in the morning. But this brings us into another question. Kvar Niftar Ba'ahavo Rabo. With Berchas Kriya Shema Yoytze Berchas HaTorah. And that is Lav Davke Kriya Shema Shachas. Mishnah Berurah says the same applies to Kriya Shema Arvis. So maybe the fact that you said Kriya Shema by night, by Arvis, parted you from Berchas HaTorah after Shinas Kva B'Tzoraim. But in reality, nobody really is machaven by Berchas Kriya Shema to be Yoytze in Berchas HaTorah. So I think Rabbi Kiva Eger's Eitzah is quite an acceptable and reasonable Eitzah. So I think that if you're up all night and you keep on learning after the Alois and maybe even after the Neitz, you could say Birchas Atah in the morning based on the fact that the minhag is Keshittas Abeinu Tam, then we take Shittas Abeinu Tam all the way, and that is also the Netiyah of Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Agos here on the spot. Sif Yud Beis, we just read Sif Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Beis. Afem loimet balaylo, halayla hoylach acha hayoyim sho'ava, ve'enay tzorach lachza ve'ravolach kol zman shelo yoshan. When you nerve my night, even though by halachic criteria, the night is the beginning of a new day, v'ayoyim hoylach achar halayla. But that does not apply to Birchas HaTorah. Regarding Birchas HaTorah, halayla hoylach achar hayoyim. So the Magen Avraham argues, this sif indicates if you're up all night, you do not have to say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, Afem lo imit balayla, layla hoylech achar hayom shover, ve'ena tzorech lachzav aravorach kol zman shelo yoshan. So kol zman shelo yoshan, ena tzorech lachzav aravorach. Rabbi Kivega once again argues, no, this diak is not a really powerful diak. And I think is right. All the Shulchan Aruch means to say is, halayla hoylech achar hayom, till you go to sleep. But when you go to sleep, that is the culmination of yesterday. If by chance you did not go to sleep, then morning is definitely a new day. All the Mechaba means to say that Tzei Sakechovim is not defined as a new day regarding Birchas HaTorah. What is defined as a new day? When you get up in the morning. Even if you get up 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 3 o'clock, you get up way before Alois HaShachar. Regarding Birchas HaTorah, that's a new day. So we cannot learn from the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch that if you don't go to sleep, you don't say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. All he means to say that the beginning of the night before you go to sleep is Laila Hoylech Achar Hayoim regarding Birchas HaTorah. But Sif Yud Beis has nothing to do with our basic question. So as I explained, there are various different menhagim and different opinions. Bepashtis, if the Mechaber says that minig is in accordance to Rabbeinu Tam, every day in the morning you say Birchas HaTorah, so it doesn't depend on Hefsek at all. So in the morning you could say Birchas HaTorah. The Magen Avraham argues no. Maybe the minig is in accordance to Rabbeinu Tam because we're choshesh to Rabbeinu Tam, but we're also choshesh l'shitas Arash. So the recommendation of the Magen Avraham is have someone to be Moitzi, the other somebody that did sleep. Not very common in our Kehillahs. So I definitely think one could be Soyim Echan, Minik Rabbeinu Tam, and on the 8th of Rabbi Kiva Ege. If you slept yesterday and you didn't say Birchas HaTorah, Miman of Shech, you could say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. How do we define and understand the Machloikis between Rabbeinu Tam and Rosh? Brings us to a very fundamental question. How do we define Birchas HaTorah? Is Birchas HaTorah similar to Birchas HaMitzvah or Birchas HaShevach? I am makpid with my Lashonis. I did not ask whether Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaMitzvah or Birchas HaShevach. That would not be a correct formulation. Because Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaShevach are brochas d'rabbanon, and Birchas HaTorah probably is the Uraisa. So it cannot be neither Birchas HaMitzvah or Birchas HaShevach. It's Birchas HaTorah. But is it similar to Birchas HaMitzvah or Birchas HaShevach? How do we define Birchas HaTorah? What is the Mechayiv? The fact that you're learning Torah, like Moshe Rabbeinu, turning to the people of Israel before teaching them Shiras Hazinu, and he says, Kishem Hashem Ekro Hovu Goydel Elokeinu, let's say Birchas HaTorah. Is the Mechayiv the fact that you're going to learn? And in that way, it would be similar to Birchas HaNehanin. You need to say a brocha before you eat. You need to say a brocha before you drink. You need to say a brocha before you learn. Is Birchas HaTorah associated with Talmud Torah, or is it Birchas HaShevach? If it's Birchas HaShevach, it's not associated with something you are about to do. Every day in the morning, you say Birchas HaShachar, you say Birchas HaShevach. Berachas HaShevach is the most complex and the broadest of all categories of brachas, because Berachas HaShevach is actually split in two, Berachas HaShevach and Berachas HaYodea. Some Berachas HaShevach are before, some Berachas HaShevach are after. Some Berachas HaShevach are associated with an event, and some are not associated with a special event. Berachas HaRa'amim VaHabrokim. You say the bracha after, not before. How could you say before? When you see lightning, you say a bracha. When you hear thunder, you say a bracha. Berachas HaShachar, according to the Gemara, Bavli and Yerushalmi, these brachas are associated with things you do. You get dressed, you say Malbish Arumim. You step off your bed, you say Mechem Etzadei Gover. So, but the minig is to be Mesada all the brachas together in the basic Knesses and not associated and right when we do the various activities that necessitate Berachas HaShachar. Shehechiyonu, we say before dressing a new kli or eating a new pri. So Berachas HaShevach, sometimes on the before, sometimes after. Some of them are associated with an event or something with you do, an act or a deed, and some are general Berachas HaShevach. So how do we find Berachas HaTorah? The Rosh obviously defines Berachas HaTorah similar to Berachas HaMitzvah. You need to say a brocha when you go to learn. And if you had a hefsek between the brocha and Talmud Torah, you need to say a brocha once again. And that is why the Rosh maintains Shinas Kva B'yoyim Al Mitosoy necessitates another brocha. Rabbeinu Tam says no. Berachas HaTorah essentially is similar to Berachas HaShachar. And Berachas HaShachar and Berachas HaShevach. And therefore, every day in the morning, regardless whether you have a hefsek or not, every day in the morning you say Berachas HaTorah just like you say Berachas HaShachar. So there are other halachas in Siman Mem Zayin which l'chayra are dependent in this very same definition. Is Berachas HaTorah similar to Berachas HaMitzvah or to Berachas HaShevach? Sif Yud Daled at the end of Siman Mem Zayin. Sif Yud Daled, the very last sif in Siman Mem Zayin. Noshe Mevorcho is Berachas HaTorah. And the source of this halacha, the Vizayis, of course, Sefer Aguda. And the Gaon argues against this halacha. It's a sugya mefereshes in Kedushin Daf Chof Tes, Noshim Pturot Metalmud Torah. And of the potter of Mitzvah Talmud Torah, why would they say Berachas HaTorah? Obviously, according to the Vizayis, it has nothing to do with Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Noshim are potter by Mitzvah Talmud Torah. But they have the schus of Talmud Torah. After all, they need to know the halachas of their mitzvahs. Women need to know the halachas of Afrosh Haschala, of Ner Shabbos, of Nida, and of many other mitzvahs that they perform, and therefore they definitely have a kesher to Talmud Torah. The Aguda offers another reasoning as well. Well, Noshim Davin and a Seder HaTefillah, we have so much Psukim and Tehillim and Psukim and Navi and Seder HaKorbonos. So obviously the machloek is between the Gaon and the Vizayis of his, how do we define Berachas HaTorah? According to the Gaon, it's on Mitzvah Talmud Torah, similar to Berachas HaMitzvah. And therefore goes without saying, Noshama Potter from Talmud Torah, they need to be Potter from Berachas HaTorah. The Vizayis of maintains has nothing to do with the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Like the Briskerov quotes his great father, Reb Chaim, Berachas HaTorah is on the Cheftz of Talmud Torah, not on the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the Mechaber Paskins, Noshim Mevorches Berachas HaTorah, which would lead us to a conclusion, it's not Berachas HaMitzvah, it's Berachas HaShevach. So maybe that is why the Mechaber writes that the minig is Keshitas HaBeinu Tam, and has nothing to do with Hefsek, which still would leave us with a mystery. So why does the Mechaber present the first opinion, the opinion of the Rosh Bistoma, and the second opinion in the name of Rabbeinu Tam? And why doesn't he pask in accordance to Rabbeinu Tam? He just merely writes v'chei nahagu. So there's another machloikis between the Gaon and the Shulchan Aruch in this very same simon and Siv Dalad. Mem Zayin Siv Dalad, the Mechaber writes, Ha-maharar b'divrei toina eino yitzorach levorech. Hirer does not necessitate the brocha. And once again, the Gaon is machmio. And the Gaon says, Of course, I'm a haratzorach lavorach. Vogisa b'yoyim avalaylo. So a person is makayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah even with hirar alev. And if he's makayim the mitzvah, why wouldn't he say a brocha? So I would say the goyin l'shitosoi. Hamaharar has a mitzvah, and therefore he should say a brocha. Noshim don't have a mitzvah, and therefore they should not say the brocha. But on both counts, the Mechaber's opinion is, Noshim might not have the mitzvah, but they still say the brocha, because it's Berachas HaShevach. Mahara b'divrei Torah is Mechayim the mitzvah, but that is not Mechayiv Berachas HaTorah. So why is a Mahara b'divrei Torah potom in a brocha? To me, I think it's a very basic principle. Every brocha needs to have a hecker on what is this person saying a brocha. So you say a brocha on a mitzvah. And it is quite obvious. You said on the tilas lulav, and before you make any hefsek, you know it'll dalad minim. You said al achilas matzah, and you eat matzah. You said a brocha lahadik ner chanukah, and you're makbid not to make a hefsek, you're madik ner chanukah. The same basic rule applies to birchas on a henan. But it's not reasonable that a person says a brocha and what? He does nothing. Because Elokim Yerelelevav, Odom Yereleinayim, nobody is aware. Is he Mahara B'divrei Torah? Is he not Mahara B'divrei Torah? And therefore, according to the Mechaber, there is no brocha on Hirur Halev. So the Bis Yosef in Simen Tovlei Beis explains, why don't we say a brocha on Bitul Chometz? Only on Biur Chometz. Chazal were Machayev Bitul Chometz. Why don't we say a brocha? So the Bais Yosef said there is no Birchas HaMitzvah only on Maisim, not on Machshova. Would that explain the opinion of the Bais Yosef? Is it L'shitose, Mahara B'divrei Torah, Nitzorach L'Vorach? Not necessarily. Because regarding Bidikas Chometz and Bitul Chometz, we're dealing with Birchas HaMitzvah, which is the Rabbonon. Birchas HaTorah might be Min HaTorah. But I think similar Sfora. Even if Birchas HaTorah is the Uraisa, but Chazal were Korveya, the Protei Din, V'nim Saradov al HaChachomim, and Chazal maintained there must be a hecker between the Brocha and the Machayev of the Brocha. What are you saying this Brocha on? Why are you saying this Brocha? And therefore, according to the Mechaber, there is no Brocha on Hirur Alev. But the Gaon goes L'shitosi on both these halachas. And according to the Gaon, if you're Mekayim B'mitzvah, you say the Brocha, and if you're not Mekayim B'mitzvah, you don't say the Brocha. So the Gaon obviously maintained that Birchas HaTorah is associated with Mitzvah Talmud Torah. The opinion of the Mechaber is no. It has nothing to do with Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Essentially, it's a Birchas HaShevach. But it still might be associated with Talmud Torah. Because as I made clear, some Birchas HaShevach are not detached. Many Birchas HaShevach are associated with a Maise Mesuyim. And therefore, we could assume that Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaShevach according to the Mechaber. But still, we could accept the opinion of the Rosh. Behefsek Talia Milsa. So there is no stira between Siv Dalad and Siv Yudalad, in which we clearly come to the conclusion that according to the Mechaber, Birchas HaTorah is not Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a Birchas HaShevach. But that does not mean we will reject the opinion of the Rosh that behefsek tal yemilse. Could be Birchas HaShevach. But you don't say Birchas HaTorah only when you're going to learn Torah, as was the case with Moshe Rabbeinu when he said, Ki Shem Hashem Ekro, Havu Goydel Elokeinu. So to me, this is somewhat of a mystery. These machloikis that we find between the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechaber regarding the details, the specifics, the halachas of Birchas HaTorah. Is it Birchas HaShevach or Birchas HaMitzvah? Does it depend on Hefsek or does it depend on every day? Ar Noshem Chayiv, Hamahara B'divrei Torah, does he say a brocha or not? If we examine and analyze both brochas, it's quite obvious. The first brocha is Birchas HaMitzvah and the second one is Birchas HaShevach. Isn't it clear? The first brocha is Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvoy Sivitzivonu Lasek B'divrei Torah. Is that not the Birchas HaMitzvah? Yes. Many occasions, I think more than once in this very special shir, I brought four different cases in which a bruch is formulated as berachas hamitzvah, and some of the great rishonim and poskim maintain it's not berachas hamitzvah, rather berachas hashevach. Just to revive our memory, we made this point regarding berachas erusin, according to the Rosh, Ashik Lishonu, but it's berachas hashevach. Berachas lachnisa l'avriso shel Avraham, l'briso shel Avraham Avinu, that the father says, some rishonim maintain it's berachas hashevach, not berachas hamitzvah. According to the Taz, Simon Aleph and Yoredei, Siv Kot Yud Zayin, the Taz says Shechita is not a mitzvah, and therefore Birchas HaShiva can be Birchas HaMitzvah. It is Birchas HaShevach. Despite the fact that the formulation of these three brochas is Asher Kedeshonu, the same might apply to Birchas HaTorah, but it's so unreasonable. Why not define the first brocha as is? So regarding Edison, according to the Rosh, it's not a mitzvah. Regarding Shechita, according to the Ritzbah, it's not a mitzvah. Regarding Lachnisa Shel Avraham Avinu, the Birchas HaMitzvah is Alamilo, not Lachnisa. But Kuli Alma Moide, the Talmud Torah is a mitzvah, so why not define the first brocha as Birchas HaMitzvah? Especially, we have the second brocha, Asher Bocha Bonam Kroam, Venosel Bonam Asteros, which definitely isn't Birchas HaMitzvah. So, if I would live 800 or 900 years ago, I would paskin noshim mevarchos asher bochabono, but they don't say asher kedeshonu b'mitzvah sevitzivonu because they're not mitzvah. Maybe I would say regarding a maharal b'divrei Torah, who would say asher bocha, but he wouldn't say asher kedeshonu. And if you're up all night, I would say regarding asher bochabono, Rabbeinu Tam is right. Regarding asher kedeshonu b'mitzvah sev the Rosh is right. So why shouldn't we separate one brocha from the other? They are two different types of brochas. But we do not find anyone regarding any of these three halachas, which all three we find different opinions, and none of the poskim, rishonim, or achronim, differentiate between one brocha and the other. And therefore, obviously, the basic assumption was, even if birchas atoyr is midrabanan, and more so if birchas atoyr is diuraisa, it's merely a matter of nusach, of formulation. But it's totally unreasonable to divide and separate one brocha from the other. Because at the end of the day, it's one mitzvah. So Chazal were metaken two brochas. Maybe because of the utmost importance of mitzvah Talmud Torah, I don't know why. But it is very uncommon that one mitzvah merits more than one brocha. Unless it's two different people, like the Moel and Avi HaBen. By Tefillin, yes, we have Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. Some Rishonim maintain two mitzvahs, two brachas. And therefore, because it's two mitzvahs, it's reasonable to have two brachas. Some Rishonim maintain, we only say one bracha on both Tefillin. But Mitzvah Talmud Torah has two brachas. So the fact that they have two brachas, yes, mitzad the formulation on the nusach, this is Berachas HaMitzvah and this is Berachas HaShevach. But it is unreasonable to separate and divide one bracha from the other. So either Berachas HaShevach is nigrar achrei Berachas HaMitzvah or Berachas HaMitzvah is nigrar achrei Berachas HaShevach. But regarding all these three basic halachas, Amahara b'divrei Torah, Noshim b'Berachas HaTorah, and Shinas kva biyoyim al mitosoi, or the contra, the other side of the same shaila, when you're up all night, none of the poiskim is mechalik between the first brocha and the second brocha, and therefore, this is what we need to explain in the unanimous opinion of all the poiskim, that there's no room to divide and separate one brocha from the other. Regarding the machloikas Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam, there's a very interesting tshuva in Shalas. The tshuva is Heishev Moshe. The Heishev Moshe is not a very well-known sefer, and it's a pity because it's an unbelievable sefer. So I would guess that nobody sitting here ever heard of Shalas the tshuva is Heishev Moshe, but did anyone hear of the Yismach Moshe? Who was the Yismach Moshe? Who was the Yismach Moshe? So many times when I ask, who was Yitzchak Moshe, somebody picks up his hand and says, Reb Moshe Leib Sassavin. No. The Yitzchak Moshe was one of the great Hasidish Rabbeim, going back 200 years. He was a very close friend to the Chassam Sofer, and they have some real arguments in Shuvas Chassam Sofer and Shusha Heshev Moshe about Nusach Svarad that Hasidim adopted and different Minhoge Hasidim. He was Reb Moshe Teitelbaum, the founder of the great Hasidic dynasty, the Teitelbaums, which was the Satmar Rebbe, and the Sigita Rabbonim throughout the ages. And Moshe Verabi, the Kloisim Agareva, was also a descendant and Einikel of the Yitzchak Moshe. So the Yitzchak Moshe in his younger years was a misnaged. And besides the Yitzchak Moshe, which is a Chassidish Sefer, we have Shal Shuvas Heshev Moshe, which is an unbelievable Gadlish Sefer, not because he was a misnaged in his younger years. But that is mere coincidence, but those are the facts. So Shalas Hatshuvas Heshev Moshe is a very special sefer. And in Siman Beis, he deals with the Machloikis Rosh Hashanah Rabbeinu Tam. Shinas Kva B'Yoyim Al Mitosei. Does it necessitate Berachas HaTorah or not? And he writes, Lo Pochas V'lo Yoisam, quoting his Loshon. Yesh Li Lehevi Rai Gemuro Psuko V'Chaluto She'ein Lehoshev Oleo Rai L'Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is right and not the Rosh. And whenever I would see in an Achron that deals with the Machloikis that is showing him, and he writes, Yesh li raya gemura chaluta v'psuka she'ein la'eshav aleya, I really wonder. And I would respond, let's hear the raya. Let's see why you think ein la'eshav aleya. So the raya that the Yitzchak Moshe brings is beautiful. It's a spark of genius. Noam advoram lemisha omron, aval yesh la'hoshav aleya, Tuvo. And it's a raya she'ena gemura ve'ena psuka ve'ena chaluta ve'yesh lahoshev oleo, as we could imagine, because the Rosh was, he was up to it, you know, he could offer a good fight for his shitta, and I don't think the raya of the Yitzchak Moshe is very convincing, but it's beautiful anyway. So what's the raya of the Yitzchak Moshe? That the Beinu Tam is right and not the Rosh. From where do we learn Berachas HaTorah? Moshe Rabbeinu, before Shira Sazino and Parsha Sazino, says, Kishem Shemek Lovogod Lelakenu. And this is the source from where Chazal learned Berachas HaTorah. So the Yitzchak Moshe makes a basic assumption, which I totally agree with. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest individual ever to walk the face of earth. And that's beyond doubt. That is clear from the Bavli, from Yerushalmi, from Midrash Chazal, the Rambam, in Perek Zayin of Pirkei HaGedomet u'Masechet Avos. And it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk. Loi kom novi ke Moshe, and loi kein avdi Moshe, pel pe adaberim oi b'mara v'lo b'chidois. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Jew ever to live, the greatest person ever to live. And even the Oves HaGedoshim, Avraham Yitzchak Yankov, Aaron, David Vishloima, nobody achieved the heights of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we should assume, argues the Yitzchak Moshe, that every Mala, every Midah, every Midas Chassidus that we find by any other of Oves HaOlam, of the greatest of Eden, Kulu Esnehu Bei. Moshe had all those Malas and all those great traits, Minhagim. So if the Gemara says, in Bov Metziah Dav Gimel, that David HaMelech never slept Shinas Kva, only Shiras Arei, we should assume that the same applies to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu definitely never slept the Shinas Kva. So he probably said Birchas HaTorah when he started learning Torah. And if he never slept the Shinas Kva, according to the Rosh, then he would never have a mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah. So how can he say Birchas HaTorah before Shiras Azinu? Well, that's a powerful argument. So this proves has nothing to do with Hefzik. Rabbeinu Tam is right. Every day in the morning, you say Birchas HaTorah. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu needs to say Birchas HaTorah before Shira Sazino. An interesting argument. And we try to imagine, how would the Rosh respond? So the Yitzchak Moshe says, the Rosh would merely say, you're right, I quit. I don't think so. I think it's an interesting thought, but Eina Gemura, Eina Psuka, Eina Chalota, for many reasons. For many reasons. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah and all the poskim can make it clear the kpeda not to sleep a shinas kva is only in the middle of the week. B'Shabbos and Yom Tov, you should sleep a shinas kva. So maybe shiras hazinu was Sunday in the morning, first thing after Shabbos. I think David HaMelech didn't sleep a shinas kva, but Moshe, because he was Moshe, maybe he did sleep a shinas kva. Shinas kva is echad m'shushim b'misa, not by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Zohar says one shouldn't sleep on Rosh Hashanah, because if a person sleeps on Rosh Hashanah, domech mazle, his mazel would be asleep. And Reb Chaim Vital brings that the Riyah Kodesh did sleep on Rosh Hashanah. So Reb Chaim Vital said, we can't compare our sleep to the Riyah Kodesh. When he slept, soides ha-toyre nesgaroloi ma-she'in talmid vosak osak l'chadesh b'mei Hashanah. So we are not entitled to sleep on Rosh Hashanah, but the Riyah Kodesh was. So David didn't sleep shinas kva. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu did, because he was Moshe Rabbeinu, and because his sleep was so great. Argument number three. I think when a person sleeps, however he sleeps, but if that is the way he sleeps, it's a hefsek legabe birchas ha-toyre. The mechloikes is only shinas kva biyoim, but belailo even shinas arei. People that have insomnia, and they really can't sleep. What, they're not chayiv birchas ha-toyre in the morning? Depends on the Rosh Rabbeinu Tam, definitely not. If he went to bed, he went to sleep, and he sleeps as he sleeps, pshita. It's a new day, you say birchas ha-toyre, even according to the Rosh. The machlokes is only biyom, not balayla. I would suggest you read the Hagdama of the children of the Gro to the Bir HaGro in Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim. It's amazing. They write that the Goa never slept more than 2 hours a night. And those 2 hours were Shinas Arai. Every few minutes he was up. And when he was asleep, Rechusha Marachshan Svosav Alochas Vagodois. And I wonder, did the Gro say Birchas HaToyre every morning? Did he say Birchas HaToyre every morning? According to the Yismach Moshe, he shouldn't, because he didn't sleep Shinas Kva. That's what his children are made. 2 hours in a Meisleis with Afsokas, Shinas Arai. And when he was sleeping, Rechusha Merachshan Sfosa V'alochas V'agoda. So would you define that as a hefsek? So maybe he didn't say Birchas HaToyre in the morning? Impossible. Somebody would know about that. That would be a mind-boggling. It would be such a chiddush. It would be in the Maaseh Rav. Somebody should know that the Goa never said Birchas HaToyre, Miyoimom De'aldatoi, since it's Bar Mitzvah. How could that be? So to me it is clear. Shinas HaLailo, regardless of what it is, of course it's defined as a hefsek. That is the way you sleep. So people that can't really sleep normally still have to say Birchas HaToyre. So that's argument number three. Argument number four, and maybe that's the most powerful argument. So the Gemara in Brocha says, Kishem Shemekru, this is the source for Birchas HaToyre. But in Yomid Avchov Zayin, the Gemara says, Menayin She'oinen Omein Achar HaBrocha, Shenema Kishem Shemekru Hovu Goyed Lelokeinu. Where is Omein? So Rashi explains. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes to teach Klal Yisrael Shiras Hazinu, he says, I will say Birchas HaToyre, and you will answer Omein. Kishem Shemekru does not mean when I will teach you Torah. Kishem Hashem Ekro Bebirchas HaTorah, Hovu Goyed Lelokeinu, and you say Amen. So Moshe Rabbeinu said Birchas HaTorah, Lahoitzi Esu Am Yedei Choy Voson. He was Yoitze, but Afar Pishi Yotze Moitzi Achenim Yedei Choy Voson. And that is the way Rashi explains Kishem Hashem Ekro, Hovu Goyed Lelokeinu. The nation did not say the Brocha. Moshe Rabbeinu said the Brocha. Hovu Goyed Lelokeinu, and answer Amen. So obviously Moshe said the Brocha to be Moitzi everyone Yedei Chavosan. So what's the problem? So we have four arguments. Number five, I think, is the Emes. I don't think Moshe Rabbeinu necessarily said Birchas HaToyre on that great day. Moshe Rabbeinu says, before we read Shiras Hazinu, let's give thanks and gratitude to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Shebaruch Abonu Mekol HaOlamim. Let's praise and let's sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it is from here that Chazal learned, before learning Torah, Ra'ui Levorech V'Lahoides V'Lahala, and that's why they formulated Birchas HaToyre. And maybe that is why the Rambam doesn't bring Birchas HaTorah as a mitzvah saseh. They do not necessarily mean that Moshe Rabbeinu said Birchas HaTorah, but he sang the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu before teaching Torah. And he calls upon the people to join him in thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is Hovu Godel Elokeinu. So Chazal learned from Moshe Rabbeinu Shera'ui Levorech, and Chazal learned from Hovu Godel Elokeinu Shera'ui Lehoidois Achareya Mavorech. But that doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu said the three brochas and Klal Yisrael said Amen. Moshe Rabbeinu gave thanks for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the people responded in the same way, and therefore Chazal learned Shera'ui Levorech V'ra'ui Lehoidois Acharei HaMavorech. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't necessarily say Birchas HaTorah as formulated Al Yedei Chazal, and therefore Kushi Mi Koraleisa, and Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh have nothing to do with the exact parsha of Moshe Rabbeinu. Umekol HaTamim Anal, I don't think we have a raya to support the Rosh and to reject Rabbeinu Tam. Both shittas are G'dayle Rabbi Seidu HaRashim. Both opinions are brought into Shulchan Aruch. Both opinions are legitimate before the Yismach Moshe and after the Yismach Moshe. So we discussed a very fascinating sugya. A basic question, halacha lemaisa, what about Birchas HaTorah Shavuos in the morning? And we dealt at length with the very concept of Birchas HaTorah, different understandings and different sveikas and different svaros and lamdas. Halacha lemaisa, I think one could say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, even though he was up all night, especially in accordance to Rebbe Kiva. So I think the coming days, as Sviras Hayoma comes to an end, and as we approach the magnificent day of Kabbalas HaTorah, and we said many times that the entire concept of Sviras Hayoma is a preparation to Chag HaShavuos. And the days between Pesach and Shavuos are like a ladder. Asura mutzavarza v'roisha magia shemaimu v'malach elokim olim v'yordim boi. And that ladder has 49 steps. And each day we climb another rung in the ladder. So we are approaching Chag HaShavuos, and we have merely a week left. And the most important thing is the awareness, the recognition, the insight, and the understanding of the importance and the centrality of Torah in the life of each and every Jew, as individuals, as communities, and as a people. Ki hi chayeichem ve'oirech yomech. So the Gemara, Daf Samech Aleph in Masechet Brachos, tells the story of Rabbi Kiva. B'sha'as ha'gzeira Rabbi Kiva makel kehilo izberavim. V'matzoi Papos ben Yehuda. And Papos asked Rabbi Kiva, aren't you afraid? I atu misyaram epnei amalchus. And Rabbi Kiva responds, of course I'm afraid. How can one not be afraid? Aval em shelecho moshe lemoha dovedoim. L'shu'al shohoye mahalach al gavenor. The fox is strolling on the riverbank. The fish seemed to be very nervous and agitated, and they were swimming about frantically. And the fox turns to the fish, and he says, "Mipnei ma atem borchem?" And the fish respond, and they say, "Don't you see? Are you blind? There are fishermen out there, and they put nets into the river." Mipnei rishta shesomem b'nei odom litzudenu. So the fox says, "Well, ritzoinchem, ta'alu li yebosho." Venodo aniva atem kiderach shedoru avoisayim avisechem. So why don't you come up here? There are no nets up here. The fox says, I'm looking around, no nets. So why don't you come up here? And we'll live together like our forefathers lived together. And the fish say, atu hu she'oim lemolechu pikeach shebachai esatu lo pikeach atu ele tipesh ata. Oma b'mukam chayoseinu, onu mesyarem, im nifrosh mimena olachas kama v'kama. Yes. The river is a dangerous place, and we are afraid. We're afraid for our lives. But if we leave the river, we're doomed. We cannot live on earth. Rabbi Kiva tells Papus, it's the same. Uma b'mokim חיוסנו, כשאונו וויסקו בתוירת החסיב בו, כי היא חייך ויוני חמיך אמרו למסיירים, אם נפרוש ממנו, הלחס כמו וכמו. We learn Torah. That is our livelihood. That is our sustenance. That keeps us going. If we leave the Torah, we're doomed. Just like fish on the riverbank. And I wonder, and this is a question, whenever I ask it in public, people really look around and say, how come we never thought of this? The shul says, "Talo li abosha v'noda biyachad kishem shedoro avoyisem avisechem." When and where was that? When did the forefathers of the fox and the forefathers of the fish live together on the yabosha? When? If I would be a fish in that river, maybe I was there, but there's no way to remember. But if I would be a fish in that pond or that river, I would say, "Atu hu she'omrim alecha pikeach shebachayis atu lo pikeach ata." And you're not only a tipish, you're a liar as well, a blatant liar, because our forefathers and your forefathers never lived together. So what is the fox talking about? It's a lie, a historical lie. But professional liars know that if you have enough chutzpah and you're going to say that lie once again and again and again and again, people will start believing you. It's amazing, shocking, and so aggravating. Yes, many people deny the Holocaust, deny the Shoah. Well, our parents were there. Some of us were there. But yes, you say a lie many times, and there will be people that will believe. And this is an argument, a blatant lie, but we've been hearing this argument throughout the ages. In every generation, different versions, different variations, different formulas. But again and again, why do you have to be different? Why do all your children have to learn Torah? Why do all of you try and pretend to be Talmidei Chachamim? Why do you have to be different? Why can't you just be the same? Why can't we just live together? And we say, because avoyseinu va'avoyseichem never lived together. We cannot live together. You're land animals. We are fish. We can't live on land. You were born up there, so stay put. You're up there. Don't try to teach us how to live our lives. We were born in the rivers. And the first sight we saw when we were born and first opened our eyes, what we saw was Moshe Rabbeinu v'shnei luchos habris. That is where we were born. We were born b'yam ha'talmud. So with all due respect, don't try to teach us and preach to us how to live. You stay up there and we'll stay where we feel comfortable. Ki hi chayechem v'oirech yomechem. And if we leave Torah, we are like dogim she'olu liyabosha. We are doomed. Torah is our life. Torah is the oxygen in our lives. It's the air that we breathe. And Torah is what keeps us going throughout the generations. So this day of Kabbalah Satorah is, in a way, the most important day of the year. Ki hi chayechem v'oirech yomechem. And as we say in Birchas Kriya Shema every morning, Ki heim chayenu v'oirech yomenu uvohem nehegeh Yaimam Valaila. So as we approach Chag HaShavuos, these are very simple truths that we just need to internalize and feel and practice and live. So Yerotzon Sheikh Hakenu Amoim, we should be Zoicha Lilmoid Ulalamoid Lishma Velasa Zolakayim, as called Divrei Salmet Torosecho Biyahavo. And in the Schus of Talmud Torah, we should be Zoicha to Mashiach Tzadkenu and Binyan Beis Amigdosh Bemheiru V'yomeinu Amen. So we spoke about Talmud Torah, but next week, Be'ez Hashem, we'll have the Shiur Sunday night, Erev Chag HaShavuos.